Ecumenism has also been an important focus of this synod, since the challenges of sharing the Word of God in a very secular society or even hostile environment is faced by Catholics, Orthodox and Protestants alike in many countries today. Since the time of the Reformation, the Catholic Church was often seen as focusing less on biblical interpretation than on the tradition and teaching of the Church, while many Protestants see the Bible as the sole authority for Christian practice and belief. The Second Vatican Council documents, however, went a long way towards re-establishing the centrality of scriptures in the Catholic tradition, and since that time there's been much cooperation over the translation and distribution of Bibles in countries around the world. One important event during this synod was the signing on Tuesday the 14th of a new statement on partnership in biblical ministry between the Catholic Biblical Federation and the United Bible Societies, working in 145 countries around the globe. As Secretary General of the United Bible Societies, Reverend Dr. Archibald Miller Milloy was present for the signing of the joint statement and later told journalists why it's such an important step towards closer collaboration between Christians of all denominations.
The signing of this joint statement is a public affirmation of the cooperation that has existed between the Catholic Biblical Federation and the United Bible Societies since 1969. But more than this, it's a public declaration of the intention of these two organisations to deepen their collaboration in the years to come. The United Bible Societies is a world fellowship of 145 national Bible societies, united in their common task of achieving the widest possible effective and meaningful distribution of sacred scripture and of helping people interact with the Word of God. In pursuit of that aim, last year we distributed 26 million Bibles and 12 million New Testaments. If translation has remained at the heart of our task over the years since 1804, when Bible Society work began, service to all the churches underpins the way we seek to undertake our task. It was in 1968, following the promulgation of the dogmatic constitution on divine revelation, De Verbum, which had stated that easy access to sacred scripture should be made available for all the faithful, that the guidelines for interconfessional cooperation in translating the Bible were first adopted by the Catholic Church and the United Bible Societies. This document opened up the way for the preparation of interconfessional translations of the Bible. Since that time, over 130 translations have been completed in collaboration with the Catholic Church and the United Bible Societies. In signing this joint statement during this 12th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, gathered to examine the Word of God and the life and mission of the Church, it is the hope of both the United Bible Societies and the Catholic Biblical Federation that our member agencies will develop together, where possible, programs which testify to our common desire to make the message of sacred scripture alive and relevant in the lives of people everywhere, opening up for them a life relevant dialogue with the Word of God.
Hosting the signing of this joint statement on the sidelines of the Synod of Bishops was the head of the Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper. I caught up with him after the event to find out how the Catholic Church hopes to follow up on these significant ecumenical developments. Cardinal Walter Kasper, the Catholic Church has been working together with the United Bible Society for the last 40 years since Vatican II. What is the significance then of this new agreement?
The new agreement puts all on an official status. You are right, we have started with Cardinal Pia, who was a famous biblical scholar, and he initiated this collaboration, and now we bring it on an official level. It's not totally new what they are making now, but we are now in a new situation, a new stage of our collaboration in the ecumenism and in biblical studies, and I think the Synod is a good impulse for it.
You're talking about this work on the Bible, making it more widely available, as one of the most important points of the ecumenical movement today.
There are two points to make available the Bible. So the first, of course, that's the first condition, but then also help people to have a better understanding of the Bible, because many people have problems at the first stage to understand the Bible, and so especially the Catholic Bible Federation provides also texts for introduction for every Sunday, Gospel Sunday lecture, or for Mark or Matthew and so on. And both is important to provide helps and to provide the Bible itself.
There will be those on both sides, amongst Catholics and Protestants, who say this is perhaps a step too far, that it risks blurring the differences, it risks not really looking at the obstacles that are still there in the interpretation of the scriptures.
Well, when I prepare my homily for Sunday, I read Protestant commentaries, I read Catholic commentaries, and the difference goes across in the concrete interpretation of one piece of the gospel. There are today no fundamental disagreements. There are disagreements on the doctrinal level about the ministry of the church, the understanding of the church, and so on. This is related to the Bible. But if you take one piece of the Bible, among moderate Catholic and moderate Protestant scholars, there is no fundamental divergence any longer. This is also a good result of the ecumenical movement.
And one of the most important, perhaps, fruits of this synod is the focus on the ecumenical work together.
For the ecumenical work and to promote the reading and the praying of the Bible, because there is a big lack and is still a task before us, because this, the movement, the spiritual movement, they read the Bible and they will try also to live the Bible. But the great majority of our faithful listen to the Bible only in the liturgy, and therefore we have to promote a personal, private reading of the Bible. And this seems to me a common task of Protestants, Orthodox, and Catholics.
Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. And earlier you heard the Secretary General of the United Bible Societies, Reverend Dr. Archibald Miller-Milloy.